If I could have your attention here in the media center, we'll continue on with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability, and we're joined by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17 Fifth Third Bank Ford for Roush Fenway Racing. Ricky, your playoffs didn't quite start the way you imagined, but you were able to rally back. So, how important then does this week become for you here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, it was the worst playoff race I've ever had. Actually, it was only our first playoff race I've ever had, but no, it did not go according to plan. So, luckily, with the, the way the wins and the bonus points that we got, we're still right there and still have a really good shot at it. So for as bad as it went, I think we got out pretty lucky. So, we had a ill driving fast and all forward all weekend last weekend and really couldn't get the handle on it. And then compounded by some mistakes that I made throughout the race. And so, it was a bummer. But New Hampshire is a track that I feel like we run decent at. We got Fifth Third back on the car this weekend. And, I spent some time with them this week. And they're pumped up that that we're running it here at New Hampshire. And, we had a decent race last time we were here. And I feel like over my races here, we've had some fast cars. So look forward to the strategy and things that we can play come Sunday. First off, we got to get it driving good throughout the weekend. But, it makes New Hampshire and Dover very, very important.
Okay. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll go to Claire, then to Lee.
Claire Belang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. What are the meetings like back at Roush Fenway Racing? They're so driven back there, head of operations, head of competition. Y'all stare each other in the face and say what?
Oh, we had some tough meetings this week, about just why we missed it. Looking back at the test that we had that we felt pretty good about at Chicago, kind of trying to figure out where we went wrong. And, we just trying to work through the process of, why our cars weren't any better there, really mine or Trevor's. So, there were some tough meetings had, but they were productive at the same time. So I was very fortunate that, I think we, really had some good meetings that really opened a lot of people's eyes and really, I think, got everybody working even harder than what they already were.
How does everybody keep their head up?
We keep our head up that, we're only 4 points out. So, I think that's the key message around the shop this week was, we had by far the worst race we could have ever thought of having, and we're still close. And I think that's the key.
Let's go to Lee, then to Jerry, then to Matthew.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. When you think about those 4 points, and then you think about somebody like Chase Elliott having an encumbered finish, how do you look at encumbered finishes and the amount of points that these drivers should get when, if you're at a dirt track, not the Chili Bowl, because pretty much anything goes there, but, if you're at your local dirt track and you're DQ'd, then, the guys kind of move up. I mean, if somebody ahead of you has an unfair advantage, would you like the opportunity to pick up those points moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think the 24 still came out with a net gain. I think the whole garage probably looks at it that way. Does his playoff points and his penalty really affect that cutoff line? Probably not. So, if this is, the second or third round, I think that, that could come into play and probably be talked about a little bit more. But, for us, we're focused on, just beating the cars that were, close to in points. If he would have backed all the way up and, got 0 points, then all of us would have gotten more points. So it would have been, pretty much a wash for, the cutoff spot. But I think, something like that happens, second or third round would be, pretty interesting to see what the garage thought about that.
Go to Jerry, then to Matthew, then up here.
Jerry Jordan, Kingdom Tires, .net and PRN. I talked to Kurt about the power under the hood for their teams. What about you and the power under your hood, the engines you guys have? Are they as strong as the rest of the Ford camps? And where's the advantage that we're supposedly hearing about with the Toyotas versus the Fords and Chevys?
You know, I think when Brad was talking about advantages, it's not just under the hood. I think he's talking about the whole package, mainly bodies. You know, but I think Doug has really been, you know, pushing forward and trying to advance our engine program as much as possible. And, you know, I think he's done a really good job. You know, we've gotten our cars better this year, and so I feel like since we've gotten our cars better, our engines run better. And so that's no different than being here at Loudoun. You know, it's a racetrack that if your car's not handling good, it'll feel like you don't have a good motor. So you got to get your car handling good to get through the corners so that, you know, you're not, you know, as low RPM coming off the corner. But, yeah, I think, you know, to Brad's comments, it's more talking about the whole thing.
We'll go to Matthew Lewis, the Namey.
Matthew Warrens with Race Pro Weekly. Ricky, big loss in the racing community last week with Ted Christopher. Wheelman, great man, as Jimmy said. You know, how big do you think he was to the NASCAR community and the modifieds?
Well, he was huge, obviously, in the modifieds. I've never really followed the, you know, much modified racing being up here, in, you know, in the Northeast. And but I knew who Teddy Christopher was. So, you know, I think he was, you know, well-known all across the country in all sorts of racing and just what he was been able to do throughout his career. And I know all the modified guys up here looked up to, you know, somebody like him and what he's able to accomplish. So, you know, huge loss this week. And you never want to see that, you know, especially something tragic like that.
Lewis
Frank, Reuters. When it comes to social media, are you relieved a little bit to have someone like Brad come out and make a political statement, perhaps? Or is, what would it take you to come out and say something strongly on social media about the state of competition?
For us, I think I just, you know, us as a team need to be, you know, competing for wins each week, you know, get our team and our cars competing at the level of, you know, the SHR and the Penske's and really battling for wins, you know, week in and week out before I really could ever evaluate, you know, the different manufacturers. So we're working hard on our Fords to catch up with the other Fords. And we know some areas that we need to get better in, and we're trying to catch up to them. But I, you know, it's good for Brad. I think he's got a better idea of, you know, where we're lacking because they are competing with those cars week in and week out.
Go to Amy, then to Dustin.
Amy Harrop, Race Pro Weekly. So you said before that you are, like, decent here at New Hampshire. So what do you see as some of your biggest, like, strengths and some of your biggest weaknesses here?
For us at Loudoun, it's always been we've been really good on the long runs. And, you know, you get quite a few long runs here at Loudoun, and, you know, that seems to be our strong suit. You know, restarts are seem to be some of the areas that we need to get better in. I was on the plane ride up today just, you know, looking at our notes from this last race, and that was it. I mean, we were strong on the long runs, needed to get our restarts better, and need to qualify better so that, you know, these first two stages you can really run without pitting. So that first stage is going to be important to qualify well, make sure that we put ourselves in a position to maybe get some stage points if it does go green, and then our car is good on the long run. So, you know, we got to qualify better and work on the short run speed.
We'll go to Dustin, then to Reed.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ricky, what did you get a sense last week of if anything was different in the car in the sense of the intensity with it being a playoff race and being a playoff contender? I know you had problems early, so it may not have been. But I wonder if you saw it. And also, now that it's only been one race, but you have one race as a playoff contender, do you have a better understanding or different belief of what the non-playoff cars should be doing since you were in that seat a year ago?
Yeah, I thought, you know, from my seat, I can't really speak on, you know, how the non-playoff cars race the playoff cars and you know, vice versa. But I thought everything was pretty good out there. I thought, you know, for us on our team, you know, I just felt, you know, practice not starting off as well as what we wanted, you know, really kind of put me scrambling and a little bit worried the way the car was driving. I could tell that even though we had decent speed, I could tell the way the car was handling It was not something that I really wanted to drive for the whole race. And so we made big changes and just never really got it. So I felt, you know, that level up in practice of, you know, the concern of like, hey, this is it. You know, but in the race, I thought, you know, everybody raced hard, raced well. And, you know, watching, you know, going back and rewatching the race and, you know, there was no spots given. Everybody was making you earn it. And, you know, that's when, the, you know, that's the product of the system is you're going to have to race hard and take every position you can.
And you talked about just in practice, you could kind of get a sense that things were going to be tough. This place statistically is not. I mean, your stats are of the finish average finish position is the worst of the playoff contenders.
Yep.
So this is in theory not as good of a track. So the idea would be that you might have to face the same thing again this weekend, where the car may not be right or it may not be the way you want it. So how do you work through that? Having that, get through that mindset, having that experience last year with the additional pressure of time is running out to get over that the cutoff spot.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's tracks that you look at that, you know, you feel like, hey, we don't run well there. There's tracks that you look at and average finishes aren't as good as what you really ran. And I think this New Hampshire is one of those racetracks for us. I think I can count two or three times where we've been in the top 10 and we come down on our last pit stop and we've had freak accidents on pit road that we end up restarting tail end. And, you know, so, you know, I think that skews a little bit on the finishes. So I think we got confidence that we can run with those cars that we're chasing. You know, the one, the 41, you know, the 21, the three, I feel like we raced right around them, all race last time we were here. And so, it's just about capitalizing, making sure, you know, like last week we made so many mistakes and, you know, we were still coming out talking about being able to transfer. So, you know, for us, it's just keeping our head and trying to get our car, you know, the speed that we wanted on the long run. So, you know, today you won't see many long runs from us. We're going to, you know, make a race run, kind of get back in the rhythm of the short track after being at Chicago, but then really focus on qualifying.
Reed?
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. The cars you just mentioned, the 1, the 21, the 3, does your focus shift this week to those cars, and does that dictate strategy to some point, some degree?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, last week it was really an open book, and we really kind of just went for it and, you know, never really focused on certain cars. I think we knew in the back of our heads which cars that we were going to end up, you know, racing. I mean, it's, you know, it's not rocket science that you can, you know, tell which cars you're going to end up racing for that final cutoff spot. So, you know, I think for my crew chief, throughout the race, you know, whether you stay out, if a late caution comes in a stage and, you know, some cars pit to set themselves up for the next stage or, you know, stay out to win that stage or get points. I think, you know, you can almost do the opposite and, you know, work strategy throughout the whole race based off of where those cars are running.
One more from Lee.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Did you and the six-car trade pick crews before the start of the chase or start of the playoffs?
Yes, we did.
And did you notice any, unlike Kyle Busch, did you notice a difference, a more positive
difference? Yeah, no, you know, I think for me it was a bummer that, you know, we got in the fence early and then I made a commitment cone violation, and so we didn't really get to use our pit crew like I really wanted. But they were smooth, and, you know, I think they worked well together. They learned me coming in the pit box and really had no issues there, so... you know, I feel really good about them.
Well, Ricky, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck this weekend.